Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox shortlist.
We need to spur the transition to green shipping.
He summoned a mob to Washington.
It has been my great honor to participate as a judge.
That was a lot of creativity there. Forcibly reporting a crime is a crime.
Traditional Republican views of, you know, my political heroes like Ronald Reagan and Jack Danforth.
But not in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, that was John Wood you were hearing from there in the short list. We're going to have him on the radio today. He's going to join us this morning. The time just changed on this. I think around 8:20 now is when we're planning to get Mr. Wood on the air this morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show to talk about his run as an independent in the Missouri Senate race. Hey, good morning to you. It's Thursday. Glad you're with us. Boy, another nice, cool morning out there. You guys enjoying that?
So far, it's going to be mid-90s, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's almost July, so.
It's going to warm up here at some point. But this morning, I mean, the windows up or down or however you prefer there. If you're in your car, they're down. If you're in your house, they're up probably. You don't have to run the air conditioner overnight. You will need it, though, by about probably 9 o'clock this morning. It's going to get hot, no doubt about it. Hey, every day now, right? If it's not something national in the national news, it's something here in St. Louis County. So I get this press release from Mark Harder yesterday about the Sam Page administration, some investigation going on by the Missouri Highway Patrol, and the Post went ahead and named the guy. Because his chief of staff suddenly resigned. And, you know, the release from Harder didn't mention any names on who was accused of apparently distributing a video of some sort of sex act that happened on the ninth floor of the St. Louis County Administration Building. This was turned over last week to the St. Louis County Police, who brought in the Missouri Highway Patrol, so there's no conflict of interest there in that investigation. And now we kind of wait to see. In the meantime, the minute that press release was put out, oddly, the chief of staff for one Sam Page decided that this was the time to step away from the job that he just took in January.
He cites family reasons.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, I don't know if the guy's married or not. I don't know anything about Calvin Harris, who was the chief of staff for Sam Page. I do know that on Sam Page's website for his reelection, there's a lot of talk of transparency and accountability. So we'll see exactly how much transparency we end up with out of this whole mess. I don't know. A little later the show this morning, we're going to get Mark Harder on here. He's going to join us. And he is not commenting on this case. He's already turned it over to the police. He said, I can't comment on this anymore, but we will get him on here to talk about the other things going on in the county, which includes setting aside $1 million of your COVID relief federal taxpayer money for abortion services.
Yeah. Harder did file a police report a week ago about this case with the chief of staff.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I guess it's going through the official motions.
Yeah. You can bet Jane Duker is having a good time with this. Of course, she's running against Page for St. Louis County Executive. She's a Democrat. You've heard her on this radio station quite a bit and on our show. And she says this is the Sam Page St. Louis County Administration. This is what you need to know about them. So if you don't follow her, you should, and find out a little bit more about her, because obviously, you know, jokingly, you got to watch and make sure conversations aren't being recorded if you're in the St. Louis County Executive's office. We need to make sure this office isn't wiretapped. If that's a conversation you have to have in your office, you might need to look for other employment. That's all I'm saying.
At this day and age, though, with all the smart technology, shouldn't we just assume that everything is being... I mean, we all know our Alexa's listening to us. We all know our phone is listening to us, because if I mention mattresses, every ad I'm getting here for the next 3 weeks is about a new mattress.
Yeah,
so I think everything is listening to us right now, Mark.
But I would agree with that, Frank, but my guess is that Jeffrey Boyd and Lewis Reed didn't get in trouble because their phone was listening to them. It was somebody else.
No, obviously.
Wire strapped.
Obviously
their chest.
Not. Somebody had something.
Well, also according
for
to
a reason, obviously.
According to the reports, there's a video, and the person was wearing a St. Louis County government ID in the video.
That made it very clear as to exactly who was involved in whatever salacious act was going on there.
It's like when people rob stores with their, you know, name branded shirt on that says Joe from
Joe.
Joe's Plumbing.
Yeah, that's problematic.
Oh, he robbed us.
You know the big bumper used to say, Jim White? You can't fix stupid.
And he also said, "Don't ask me how I am." people would, "Hey, how are you?" Click.
Don't ask me how I am. You can't fix stupid. If you're in this day and age, recording stuff like that, and then apparently distributing it because it didn't make its way out of his phone accidentally, then you probably don't need to be in public service for sure. If you're really that dumb, is what I would say. Nobody hacked his phone and found that stuff. Let's put it that way. So we got a lot coming up for you. I'm going to let you hear from Senator Josh Hawley. I mentioned earlier I'm going to have John Wood on a little later. He used to be a U.S. attorney in the Western District of Missouri. He's now planning to run for Senate as an independent in the state of Missouri. Now, to do that, he's got to get 10,000 signatures before August 1st. So he has about 30 days. Now, there's been a group out there that's been trying to draft him. We'll ask him some questions about this at 8:20. Nobody knows the name of who's in this group, but they've been actively trying to recruit him to do this. He's now agreed to it. They may have already been collecting signatures. We don't know. He has to have 10,000, which is a pretty small number from the entire state to get on the ballot. Josh Hawley had some interesting comments about John Wood when we asked him about this guy running as an independent. And we'll play those for you just a little bit later this morning. I got Jim Talent. I got Curtis Hoke is going to join us. He is from Newsbusters, and he's been looking at some of this media coverage of Cassidy Hutchison up in the J6 committee, which, by the way, John Wood was a senior counsel to Liz Cheney on that committee until just recently. So we'll ask him about that as well when we get him on the air. We got to Griff Jenkins a little later, too. Griff is back down on the border where that tragedy just happened to those people locked in that truck. We're going to get to all that and more, but first, our national anthem.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The High Court's decision is a dangerous political play that will jeopardize the lives of women for years to come. In St. Louis County, we do not prescribe to these dangerous beliefs. That's why I will support the County Council proposal to designate at least $1 million in ARPA funds to offer logistical support, including child care and transportation, to those who need access to abortion services.
So there are a lot. I mean, if we're going to spend $1 million with the idea of helping people who are struggling, what exactly, I guess I'm wondering what exactly Sam Page is hoping to accomplish with this $1 million. Maybe he needs to provide some gasoline vouchers for people struggling to pay their bills because Joe Biden's economy, in combination with a lot of other pressures, has intentionally thrown gas prices to $5.50 a gallon. But instead, we're focused on the small minority of people who might need to cover their expenses for daycare while they drive over to Granite City or Fairview Heights in Illinois to abort a child. That's what our focus is in St. Louis County. We're going to talk more to Mark Harder about this a little bit later. This is where the left has seriously failed in their hope that this is going to be a driving issue to get people to the polls. Because this doesn't affect the lives of most people. Certainly affects the lives of a lot of unborn people, but they don't get to vote either. So we're going to talk to Mark Harder about it more a little later. And first of all, the legality of it. I mean, the federal law makes it very clear that no U.S. tax dollars can be used for abortion. So what they're trying to do here is be smart alecks and say, well, we're just going to use it to support people who need to go get an abortion. Without paying for the abortion, we're going to provide this money so that they can cover daycare for the day while they get in their car and drive to Fairview Heights, which is, what, 15 miles for most people to get an abortion. There's nothing standing in the way of most people driving over there and getting an abortion. They could probably even take public transit and get over there and get an abortion if it's that important to them. So I think that's interesting. So here, to back up what my hypothesis is here, is that this is not what's going to drive people to the polls this November. And here's why I tell you that. The folks at Politico, no friends of conservatives out there for sure, did a morning consult poll, a national tracking poll. Now, this national tracking poll was done, let me give you the dates here, was done June 24th to the 26th. And as I look back here, that would have been the day that the announcement was made of Roe being overturned, the Dobbs decision. So the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday following the Dobbs decision, they did a morning consult poll, a national tracking poll. And here was the question. Basically, thinking of your vote, what would you say are the top set of issues in your mind when you cast your vote for federal offices such as U.S. Senate and Congress? Coming in far and away in the lead at 41%. The next closest thing was, security, like 11% I see here. Economic issues like taxes, wages, jobs, unemployment, and spending. 826 people out of the roughly 2,000 that they polled here referred to the economy. This was post Dobbs when this poll was taken. 41% of the people, 11% said security issues like terrorism and foreign policy and border security. Where did birth control, abortion, things like that, women's issues come in? 16%. 315 people out of 2,004 who were polled felt that would have the biggest impact on their vote. It's a failing issue for the Democrats. But don't tell them that, because that's going to help all of us come November. Trust me. All right, coming up, I want you to hear from Senator Josh Hawley, not only on Dobbs, but this scam of a J6 committee hearing that's gone on in Washington this week, and John Wood running for Senate as an independent. It's all coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I recall Tony and I having a conversation with Mark probably around 10 a.m., 10:15 a.m., where I remember Tony mentioning knives, guns in the form of pistols and rifles, bear spray, body armor, spears, and flagpoles. Spears were one item, flagpoles were one item, and then Tony had relayed to me something to the effect of, and these effing people are fastening spears onto the ends of flagpoles.
Some of the testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson to this J6 committee. You know what, folks? I was there that day on January 6th. There weren't people carrying rifles around or pistols. It's illegal in Washington, D.C. It was a very peaceful crowd. I have no idea what she was talking about. And she suggested the president knew there were armed people in the crowd. It's just nonsense. You know, we have Missouri Senator Josh Hawley on the phone with us this morning. Glad to get him on the air again. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's funny. The entire mainstream media is going crazy about Cassidy Hutchinson this morning. The Secret Service has already said that they will testify that what she said was not true about what the president did that day. I don't understand what the goal is here other than to continue to try to do damage to former President Trump.
Yeah, to distract. I think, Mark, to try to distract from the terrible record of this administration. I mean, they've got an election, these Democrats do, looming here in just a few months, and they don't want to run it because they know they can't win it. I mean, this is an effort to try and shift attention away from their record. And I haven't watched a single minute of these clown show hearings. I'm not going to start now, but I understand from reading the newspaper this morning that just about everything that the individual who testified yesterday testified to allegedly has since been contradicted. And I'll just tell you, I've seen this story so many times before, and so have you, Mark. And you remember the Russia hoax, and first it was the Steele dossier, and that was ironclad. Turns out it was fake. And then it was the missing logs on January 6th, you know, that Trump had falsified the logs. It turns out that was false. I mean, it's just one thing after another, falsehood after falsehood after falsehood. And frankly, I'm sick of it, and I think that voters are too.
Thank you, Senator, because the left swallows it hook, line, and sinker. I just have to play for the people. Jeffrey Toobin, Zooming Toobin, on CNN yesterday after this testimony that aired. I got to play this. Hang in here.
He tried to strangle his Secret Service agent. If someone had told you that 15 minutes before this hearing started, you would have said, you know, you'd watched too many movies. I mean, the scene is so much worse and so much crazier than any of us thought.
They bought it hook, line, and sinker. And unless people listen to this show or other shows like it around this country, That's the impression that they walk away with. This is dangerous in America is what it is.
Well, I tell you, it's all the same people, Mark, Jeffrey Toobin being Exhibit A, all the same people who told us that the 2016 election was illegitimate, their word. He was an illegitimate president, Donald Trump. Russia had interfered. Russia had thrown the election. He was not really elected by the people. They said it over and over and over. Turns out it was all false. It was all fake. And now they're at it again. But I do think this, Mark, you know, the American people, certainly the people of Missouri, are not stupid. And what you see is people didn't buy it back in 2016. They're not buying it now, which is why Joe Biden has the lowest approval rating of any president at this stage in his presidency ever. So I think that people are sick of this, and they're sick of the Democrats focusing on this political theater, and not on the things that really matter to working families. Like, I don't know, the ability to buy some groceries. So yeah. I think Democrats are going to get punished for this in November, and they deserve to be.
Well, Senator Josh Hawley, my guest this morning, I know you are as excited as I am about the Supreme Court Dobbs decision last week. The trigger law is now kicked in Missouri, preventing more of these unnecessary deaths. Your wife, Erin, was part of that case. Is that correct?
Yeah, she sure was. I'm really proud of her, Mark. She was one of the attorneys for Mississippi. She helped brief that case, was with it from the beginning, was counsel on the case. And, you know, I just she would fly back and forth to Mississippi and often with our little daughter, who at the time was just 4, 5, and 6 months old, in tow with her. And she tells a story. She tells it better than I do. But, you know, to her, going down there, working on that case, forming these arguments, and having our baby girl with her just brought into focus everything that matters, everything that she was fighting for and that so many people have fought for so many years. And guess what? Now it's with the people. Now, yes, for the first time in my lifetime, Mark, the people of our state, we get to decide what the law is going to be when it comes to protecting life. And that's true for every other state in this country. And that is how it should be. That's what the Constitution says. And the fact the radical left is out there protesting and rioting and trying to kill cops over this, it just shows you how anti-democratic they have become.
I could not agree more. Let me shift to immigration for a moment. Horrible situation with 51 people being found dead in a tractor trailer down in San Antonio, I believe. Yesterday, several people who used to work in the Trump administration said this lands squarely on the desk of Joe Biden's immigration policy. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, there is no border to speak of now, Mark. It's completely run by the cartels. The human trafficking is off the charts, the drug smuggling, and of course, those drugs are pouring into every nook and cranny of our state, everywhere, awash with drugs from across the southern border. And this is what you get when you have total lawlessness. This is the kind of tragedies that you get. This is the kind of crime that you get. Preying on children that we're seeing, that's what happens when you have the open border policies of Joe Biden. And I tell you what, I've had Alejandro Mayorkas testify before me multiple times. He's the Secretary of Homeland Security. And I don't see, frankly, much point in it anymore. I mean, nothing that he says is accurate. Nothing that he says is true. He has misled my committee time after time after time. It's time that he resign. I've said that for months. And frankly, he ought to be impeached.
Yeah,
and I think that this really makes the case for it. And I hope the House will take that up when we win it back in November.
Senator Hawley, the election coming up this November just couldn't be any more important. And this morning, an announcement was made in the state of Missouri, backed by former Senator Danforth, that he's going to support an independent, a guy named John Wood, recently attorney for the J6 Select Committee, to run as a independent Republican in November. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, I don't think the Missourians are going to be much interested in having Nancy Pelosi's handpicked prosecutor representing our state. That just, you know, I mean, maybe in New York or Massachusetts or California, but not in the state of Missouri. Listen, we're going to have a fantastic Republican candidate. You and I have talked about this, Mark. I believe it's going to be Vicky Hartzler. That's who I've endorsed. But of course, we've got a choice, and I'm a Republican primary voter too, so I'm looking forward to casting my vote, and we've got a choice here in August in just a few weeks. But this seat's going to be won by a true Republican. I don't have any doubt about it.
Isn't it maddening to you, though, that we would risk giving that seat up to whoever the Democratic candidate is? I mean, it's definitely going to draw some votes away from the Republican candidate in November.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, maybe that's certainly what they hope, I think, that the people who plot these things. But listen, I just think that all of this is a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing, that at the end of the day, a strong Republican is going to win this nomination here in a few weeks' time and is going to go on to November and win the election there. And I want to underscore something you said. This race couldn't be more important. There is no path back to the majority in the Senate without the state of Missouri. We have to win the seat in Missouri, and I have 100% confidence that we will.
That is fantastic. Listen, Senator, we'd love to get you in studio sometime. The next time you're in St. Louis, let us know.
Hey, you bet. I look forward to that.
All right. Senator Josh Hawley, thank you.
See you soon.
Yeah, you bet. Great to get him on here this morning. He's absolutely correct there, I hope, on what this John Wood candidacy means in November. But come on, John Danforth, which side are you on? Would be my question for the former senator from Missouri. Let me get to a quick break. What say you? 314-241-9797. I'll get some of your phone calls coming up here.
So all this stuff is happening while we have a dead man as president.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
are
it's
you throwing
not,
out any,
it's not fun.
Any support towards anyone? Or are you going to hold off? And because I know, didn't Elon Musk come out recently for DeSantis?
Yeah, I think Ron DeSantis would work as a good president. Mm-hmm. I mean, what he's done for Florida has been admirable.
Look, I feel like I'm doing breaking news right now. Yeah. That wasn't even on purpose.
I feel like what he did for Florida, a lot of people gave him a lot of grief.
So if you know, you know. Did you recognize the voice? It's Joe Rogan. I mean, some people listen to him religiously. Obviously, millions of people listen to his podcast, basically endorsing Ron DeSantis for president of the United States in 2024. That's interesting because it brings me back to this morning consult poll that I talked to you about a little earlier about what's important to people who are voting. Now, they went out in this consult poll, and I always think this is important. You have to know who they're polling, right? 2,004 people, registered voters, were polled last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 24% of them identified as members of the Democratic Party, 21% members of the Republican Party, 55% claimed they weren't members of either party. Now, do you buy that? Because 55% of people aren't independents.
Right.
I don't buy that. So what that tells me is there are a bunch of people not willing to admit which party they're in, but they're in a party because you can go through and look at the results of this poll and you can determine that's got to be Republicans or that's got to be Democrats. So they ask this question. If the 2024 Republican presidential primary were held today, for whom would you vote? The only two people... This is the Republican presidential primary. The only two people that came out with numbers in the double digits were Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Trump got 51% of the vote of the people that answered that question. And DeSantis got 23% of the vote. And the next closest person was Mike Pence with 8% of the vote. And then it was another sharp drop-off to Marco Rubio at 2%, Mitt Romney at 2%, Nikki Haley at 2%, Ted Cruz 2%, Tom Cotton 1%, Chris Christie 1%. I mean, there was nobody else.
Who else is even on the national stage for Republicans currently right now other than Trump and DeSantis? Clearly, Pence is an afterthought to most people. He's trying to get back onto that national stage. He's desperately trying to. I would have thought Kristi Noem would have been on that list in the others receiving votes.
No, well, she might have been. It said someone else got 2%.
Someone else. They couldn't remember her name.
Kristi Noem's name is not on the list of names.
Right. So doesn't it just come down to name recognition at this point? Other than that, I mean, because nobody is officially running.
Right. It's early.
Although
it's definitely early. And I thought you talked earlier, Mark, about that poll and how people were saying it's the economy that really concerns them. I was just thinking 30 years ago, I don't know if you remember this, they had the Million March in Washington about abortion rights. This is when Clinton was running for office. And again, it was that election year where that issue was so dominant in the media and dominant in the election when people were still saying it's the economy that we're
the economy,
we care about.
Yeah, that was Bill Clinton's line, wasn't it? Or his handler, one of the two. But somebody said it. It's the economy, stupid. I think that's what it's going to be again this year. There's still 4 months, 5 months to go before the election.
My Lord, so much can happen.
I know. I know. We know that. And you know, as to paraphrase what Barack Obama reportedly said about Joe Biden, which is never underestimate Joe's ability to F something up, I would say the same thing about the Republican Party in this country. Never underestimate their ability to F this up. Right now, clearly the trend is in their direction, but let's not take that to the bank. Let's not bet on that at the horse track just yet, right, Scott J. Gow? That's right.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, don't do that. Let me get to a quick break here. Next hour, we're going to talk more about the trucking industry and what's going on right now with the fuel prices. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.